In Texas, you do not transfer electricity service when you move. You stop service at the old address and start a new contract at the new one, usually with a new ESI ID. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCTE, treats each meter as a separate point of delivery, so the plan tied to your current home does not follow you. Knowing that one fact changes how you schedule the move, which contract you sign, and whether you owe an early termination fee. This checklist covers what to do 2 weeks out, 1 week out, the day of, and the week after. It assumes you live in the deregulated part of the state, most of Texas, served by Oncor, CenterPoint, AEP Texas, or TNMP. If your new address is in Austin Energy, CPS Energy, or a municipal or co-op territory, skip the shopping step and call the utility directly. 2 weeks before the move, find the ESI ID for the new address. The electric service identifier is a 17 or 22-digit number that identifies the meter at your new home. Without it, the retail provider cannot connect service. Two ways to get it: ask the landlord, seller, or property manager, or look it up on the Smart Meter Texas portal, smartmetertexas.com, once you have proof of occupancy. Many retail providers will also look it up by address when you start enrollment. Check your current contract for the move-out clause. Most Texas electricity fax labels, EFLs, waive the early termination fee when you move, as long as you submit a forwarding address and a copy of a lease, closing document, or utility bill at the new address within 14 days of cancellation. Read your EFL. If the move-out language is missing, you may owe the ETF, which often runs $150 to $295. Decide whether to switch providers or re-enroll. If you are happy with your current provider, you can sign a new contract for the new address. Rates at the new zip may differ because TDU delivery charges vary by utility. Compare the new offer against the power to choose results for the new zip before signing. 1 week before, shop the new address by zip code. Plans, rates, and even the available providers change by TDU territory. A 12-month fixed plan that is 13.2 cents per kilowatt hour in a CenterPoint zip may be 14.1 cents in an AEP Texas Central zip because pass-through delivery charges differ. Use the EFL, not the headline rate, and check the average price at the usage level closest to your real consumption, 500, 1,000, or 2,000 kilowatt hours. Schedule the start date. Standard connection in Texas takes 1 to 3 business days once the order is submitted to the TDU. Same-day connection is available in most areas if you order before the cutoff, usually 5 p.m. local time for Oncor and CenterPoint, and pay the priority move-in fee, which the TDU sets and the retailer passes through. Expect $15 to $50 for standard expedited and up to $95 for after-hours weekend connection. ERCOT and the TDUs publish these fees. They are not retailer markups. Schedule the stop date at the old address. Pick one day after you actually move out. If you stop service on moving day and the truck breaks down, you lose power for the last load. The PUCTE does not require you to coordinate stop and start with a single provider. They can be different companies on different days. Set up at the new home. When you enroll, the retailer will ask for ESI ID for the new address or the street address if they look it up, move-in date for service start, social security number or driver's license for the credit check, deposit information if your credit score requires it. Deposits. Retail electric providers in Texas can require a deposit if your credit score is below their threshold, which varies by company. Deposits typically run $100 to $400 and must be returned with interest after 12 months of on-time payments, per PUCTE Rule 25.478. Several providers waive the deposit if you sign up for autopay or paperless billing. If you have a letter of credit from your previous provider showing 12 months of on-time payment, the new provider must accept it in place of a deposit. Same-day connection. If you ordered before the TDU cutoff and the meter is energized, most are, the lights will be on within hours. The connection is a back-office switch at the TDU. No truck rolls to a standard residential meter. If the meter was disconnected by the previous occupant for non-payment, a technician has to physically reconnect it, which can push the timeline to 1 to 2 business days. Day of the move. Read the meter at the old address if you can. Snap a photo with a timestamp. If the final bill looks wrong, that photo is your evidence. The PUCT requires final bills within 60 days of disconnection. Confirm the new connection. Plug in a lamp before the movers leave. If there is no power, call the retailer first. They will tell you whether the order went through to the TDU and give you a confirmation number. If the order is in, but the meter is not energized, the retailer escalates to the TDU. Do not call the TDU directly. Note the meter number at the new address. It is on a sticker on the meter face. Match it against the ESI ID on your enrollment confirmation. A mismatch is rare, but it does happen with new construction or recently subdivided lots, and the fix is faster if you catch it on day one. The week after, send the move-out documentation to your old provider within 14 days. A lease, a closing statement, or the first bill at the new address all qualify. This is what protects you from the early termination fee. Update your forwarding address with the old provider so the final bill and any deposit refund reach you. Watch the first bill at the new address. It will be partial, usually 10 to 20 days of usage, and will show the TDU connection charge as a one-time line item. Compare the energy charge per kilowatt hour against the rate on your EFL. If it is off by more than a tenth of a cent, the TDU may have used an estimated read. Ask for a rebill from the actual meter read. When to call instead of shopping. If you are moving with less than 24 hours of notice, skip the comparison shopping. Call a provider you already trust. Pay the same-day fee and lock in a short-term plan, month-to-month or a 3-month fixed. Once the dust settles, shop the 12-month options and switch. The PUCT allows switching with no penalty as long as you are off a fixed contract, and a month-to-month plan has no ETF by definition. Moving in Texas is not complicated. It is just unfamiliar to anyone who has lived in a regulated state where the utility follows you. Here the meter stays, the contract starts fresh.